This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown with the charts under scrutiny for the week of May 4th to the 8th. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the air. Michael Harrison, who's the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine, is here for the hour to go through the stories and some of the ancillary things that affect us and our thinking, the people list as well. So we ought to kind of get going with this because there's always, as usual, lots to talk about, Michael.
There really is a lot to talk about. So, let's go. At number 10, we have the Japanese murder hornets.
Did you see pictures of those things?
Yeah, they're big and they're mean and they're like ugly. Not nice.
Look like they came out of some kind of a bad movie, like Jeff Goldblum and the Ant or whatever he played.
He was the Fly.
The Fly. That's right.
He was the Ant Fly. Was all right. You know, of course, the original Fly with Vincent Price ended with the famous "Help me, help me." Boom, boom, boom. So we have the Japanese murder. Then you haven't lived. The Japanese murder hornets are also now being called the Asian murder hornets, and some people are just calling them the murder hornets because we are politically correct and we don't want to seem racist.
I think they came out of the Fukuyama Jama nuclear plant blowing up. I think these things were created in a nuclear test tube. But we can blame the Chinese, too, because it came over on a Chinese ship.
Is that what you think?
I know.
I know, too. I saw it on the Internet. At number nine, we have...
It's believable. It's on the Internet.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead. No.
Do you remember the time Pierre Salinger, the esteemed press ABC secretary, with Flight 800, he said, it was definitely a missile. How do you know? I saw it on the Internet. That was when people weren't quite sure how to read the Internet like they are now.
Right.
All right. Department of Justice drops charges against Michael Flynn. That story broke on Thursday and made its way to number nine. A little politics going on there.
A lot
more
than a little.
Yeah, I was going to say. At number eight, education crisis tied with psychology, and that's tied with personal relationships. Three topics, all kind of similar at number eight. The crisis in education is an aspect of this whole shutdown that is really causing headaches for a lot of people, from people trying to homeschool their kids and husbands and wives fighting over how to do that, to graduations that can't happen. But more importantly, how do you grade students? And what are you going to do with a whole year? Do you leave people back? Do we fake it? Do we fudge it? Do we say that they passed seventh grade? They're now on to eighth grade? Think about the ramifications.
A lot of that goes on anyway, just to get the kids moving out of wherever they are, move them along.
Yeah. Yeah. Number seven, technology and the Supreme Court.
Excuse me for a second. May I go back? Or we can go back. Why don't you go through the list, then we'll go back to that.
Well, don't lose your thoughts. Write it down on a piece of paper.
I'm going to do that.
Because sometimes there's so many things happen, we forget. Right. Number seven, technology, the Supreme Court's phone session, and Facebook names censorship committee. There's a whole lot of stuff crammed into number seven there. At number six, race relations and the Georgia jogger that was slain. Revelations have come to light with the video. Big story. At number five, giant story. Remember, you were spoofing it before. U.S.-China relations, and tied with that is Kim Jong-un, his status. That's kind of fading. I don't think most people care about him anymore. At number four, presidential race.
I got news for you. There are a lot of people they didn't care about him before. Never mind now.
You think about did you say what I thought?
It was quiet. I was quiet about
that. Okay, I got you. Slip that in under me. He didn't say it, folks. He didn't say it. It was just it was a glitch. It was a digitized glitch. Right. The presidential race, politics, and Michelle Obama has a film on Netflix. That's at number four. Number three, the economy, the reopening debate, and the airlines have been soundly criticized by the Senate and for stealing money in terms of the package, or at least allegedly doing so, or misusing it. Healthcare is at number two. That's a broad topic and obvious. And number one, statistics and projections. We're obsessed with how many people have it, how many people have died, how many people are cured, and where do they think it's going to go. And all of that is happening against the backdrop of, you know, as I said before, how do we open the economy? Should we? Slowly but surely, what is safe? Big discussion, and ultimately nobody knows the answer. Should we go through the people?
Please.
Number 10, Michael Flynn. Kim Jong-un at 9. Mark Zuckerberg at 8. Number 7, Ahmed Arbery. That's the fellow who was jogging who got shot. Michelle Obama's at 6. Number 5 is Joe Biden and Tara Reid. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. Mike Pence is number 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. And it's a lot of stuff packed into this week, and that's just the surface, you know. It's
right.
Tremendous, complicated stuff.
It would seem to me that we, if in a better world, than
a
one
better
of the stories
world.
That you'd be focused on would be the opening up of the NFL. They're not shy. They're going to start playing football. And the matchups, interesting schedules, where they're playing, that sort of thing. And the Tom Brady story, how he's getting together with a couple of his former Boston friends to do some kind of a
Tom Brady. Who's that?
Who's he? Yeah.
Tom Brady. Wasn't he an old-time player back in the old days?
Yeah,
he was a big...
Typical Patriots fan. There he is, Michael Harrison. Let's go to that the discussion of education. The underlying focus here, it seems to me, ought to be on the argument of where are we going and what is being taught in schools. I don't think enough people have paid a lot of attention to it, but it's becoming very obvious what we're lacking in education. It's been a subject of scrutiny, for sure, but the teaching of politically correct thinking now has become a real bugaboo, I think. In the education of circles, public school, going on after public school, colleges and stuff. There's one way of thinking, and that's it. And so instead of people being taught how to think, they're being taught what to think. And a lot of things, as you just mentioned, have gone by the wayside.
You're right. No, it's a big problem. It's a huge problem.
It is a big problem. Huge. Yeah.
And I don't know if it's easily solved because we're living at a time right now where a significant number of people see everything through a political lens.
Yeah.
So even if a teacher tries to teach objectively and not commit to one side or the other, and the kid comes home and says, you know, the teacher said so-and-so, which is an objective view of it, parents might say, oh, that teacher is biased because it doesn't echo their political point of view.
Yep.
So it's not easily solved. It's very difficult in a polarized society to maintain objectivity and have it resonate well with people who want to see everything through their particular lens.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Speaking of what we see between our lens, or in our eyes and with lenses, scrutinizing Michael Flynn, and I would like to talk with you about that. It's important for us to hear what you have to say about these documents that were released this past week as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Experts say 40% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. This is a fat-soluble vitamin that plays a critical role in regulating your immune response as well as ensuring that you have strong bones. Recently, researchers have linked vitamin D deficiency with an increased risk of depression, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. And we all have heard the stories about obesity and how that is contributing to the problems that we have with the COVID-19. So now we have this new product from Purity. It's called Vitamin D. It's actually this is an interesting way of looking at this sort of thing, Advanced Vitamin D. Purity products, they put together a new formula with 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron. So you try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today by going online to PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. You order for $19.95. Your first bottle, it's a 30-day supply of advanced vitamin D. With that, you'll get a bottle of their fish oil, which is fabulous, ultra-pure fish oil. And you'll also get a free shipping deal that goes along with it. Use the DJV code when you use, go to purityd.com. That's PURITY.com. Advanced bone and muscle support, free ultra-pure omega-3 oil, only at purityd.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Babylon announced Tuesday a comprehensive care solution aimed to quickly put 24/7 digital healthcare services into the hands of millions of New Yorkers as the company joins Mount Sinai Health Partners. Key tools through the Babylon app include a new COVID-19 care assistant with an option to speak to clinicians by video. The service will take pressure off of emergency rooms, doctor's offices, and other medical services at a time when so many are at capacity. Babylon CEO and founder Dr. Ali Parsa.
Our job now is to provide a primary care doctor in the pocket of every citizen of the city of New York. One of the greatest cities in the world deserves to have one of the best health systems in the world.
Dr. Robert W. Fields, Chief Medical Officer of Mount Sinai Health Partners.
We need to expand how we define delivery of care rather than just office space. It's just one option, but now expanding into telemedicine and on-demand care.
For more information, visit BabylonHealth.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find the Countdown Show, speaking of podcasts, at talkradiocountdownshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here. The business of what has happened, the truth about Michael Flynn, this, for me, is the biggest outrage of the week, maybe the month, maybe the year. And other than what I found out about Dr. Fauci this week and the making of drugs and that sort of thing, there's so much corruption. Michael, these documents that were released last week, the attention on a handwritten note, did you see that? FBI head Bill, he was the counterintelligence head, Bill Priestap, writes on the side of the paper, what is our goal here, truth/admission, or to get him to lie so we can prosecute him and get him fired? Mm-hmm. So that's why they threw the thing out.
Yeah. But what victory, is our victory at the expense of truth.
Yeah. And we're paying for this. You and I, our tax dollars are going to grind these people up like this. This is the FBI, it seems to me, is not a little out of control. And it has been. J. Edgar Hoover was no
well, that's
sweetheart.
The point. That's the point. I mean, come on, wake up. You know, police organizations supported by the power of the state have always been.
The IRS. Same thing. They go after people.
They're all in need of having police organizations to police them.
It's like, yeah.
Where does it stop, you know?
Yeah, right. So, and that is the question. Where does it stop, and who's going to get it to stop? Where's the leadership here? Is everybody afraid they're going to get got to? We're going to get you.
Oh, they're terrified. They're terrified of what happens behind the closed door after you become president or something powerful, where they take you aside and they tell you, okay, now here's the real deal. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Right. Yeah. I can't do that. I heard from somebody who's in politics in a position of power, I have what I want to do, and I have what I have to do. All I'm doing now is what I have to do. I can't do what I want to do. And I thought that was an interesting admission as to what happens when you do get into office. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on The Countdown, which continues in a matter of moments.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we continue with this week's overview of the world of news talk radio. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through some of the stories, some of the things that are impactful, if you will. Politics, the presidential race. You may chortle at this. Sometimes I say things are, huh? What did he just say? Mm-hmm. I look at Joe Biden, and I think of the Manchurian candidate.
Oh, really? Which one? Mm-hmm. The new one or the old one?
They're both the same story. Denzel Washington, right, or Frank Sinatra, you mean?
Right, right.
I don't. The stories were the same.
All right, so, okay, I'll accept that. I never saw the new one because I thought, yeah, it was sacrilegious to it's like when you have a classic like the Manchurian candidate, yeah, why would you make a new one?
Another one.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. But nonetheless, how do you see him as the Manchurian candidate?
Puppet. I see him as a puppet. I see him as having been pushed into a position. They managed to push everybody else out of the way. I'm talking about the hierarchy of the Democratic National Committee. Not that the Republicans aren't. It's all about power. Once again, we were just talking about this off the air. How corrupting all of this stuff is. We all know what happened with Hillary Clinton, how they were able to maneuver, Bernie Sanders out last time. And they basically done the same thing this time. Mm-hmm. Push him out of the way, push Bloomberg out of the way, push the people that they don't want at the top. And then it's puppetry. It's like howdy doody, for God's sakes. I think it's dangerous, frankly. I think it's very dangerous.
Anyway, well, it is dangerous. It is dangerous, and I don't even know where to begin to figure out how to remedy these problems. The problems come down to the human condition. And the country is very big. It's very unwieldy. It's very hard to run an enterprise this big and have it done in a way that, adheres to
principles. Well, it's like big business. You can't run. Look at the trouble Amazon has with their workers. The people that are on strike or the whistleblowers or whatever it is because they're not being treated fairly. And Bezos says, oh, that's not true. But if you open your mouth, you get fired. And there are a lot of, I guess, problems there. I don't know that much about the business other than it's too big, as far as I'm concerned. And, you think about all of the stuff that is dangerous about those packages, the stuff the virus sticks to the packages pretty much more than anything else, right?
I don't know.
People don't want to go to the stores, but they order all this stuff online. Good God.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I'm constantly absorbing new information, and the information contradicts the other information. So I don't know. I do not know whether or not you can get the virus by opening a package. I do not know how long the virus stays alive on counters. I do not know.
We have no source. One side says this, the other side says that. So where are you?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the problem. The problem is that there is no source, and maybe there is no source because maybe there is no empirical truth. Maybe it is just speculation. Maybe it is just competing theories. Well, and that's common in science.
Yeah, but did that get us to where we are, to this shutting down of everything in the name of 90,000 lives? Granted, I'm not a cur. 90,000 people, a lot of people who have died. But at what expense? How many people who didn't get the virus have either killed themselves or died of a heart attack or whatever because their businesses, the little small business guys, have been put out of business by all of the furor surrounding this, all of the worry? It just seems to have been so overplayed.
You do not believe that people staying home this past month and a half, 2 months, has had any effect on saving lives?
No, I think it's had a lot of effect on saving lives, but I'm wondering how many lives it saved versus the outcome economically of the health of our country and the world, weighing one against the other. Does that sound like I'm a bloodthirsty cur?
Yes.
Maybe it does. Okay, well, that's the way I look at it. I think we've given up too much. Especially if the economy of the world goes into the toilet and other countries can take over.
I'd rather the economy of the world go in the toilet than everybody die. I mean,
Everybody hasn't died. Some people have died. A lot of people have died.
I'm not saying everybody will die. All I'm saying to you is that this is not left, right, black, or white. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break.
Good idea.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Proctalgia fugax is a rectal condition in which intense muscle spasms in and around the canal of the anus cause severe pain. Patients can have pain that lasts a few seconds or up to 30 minutes. Dr. John Pemberton is a colorectal surgeon.
If you examine those patients, you can often find a spasm and tightness in the levator ani musculature, which are the muscles that form the bottom of the pelvis through which the anus travels.
These painful attacks happen most often at night. Dr. Pemberton says if you can get the muscle to relax, the pain almost always disappears. Warm baths or other relaxation techniques may help. But if your spasms are severe,
you can, with proctalgia fugax, address sphincter relaxation and what's called shortwave diathermy.
This uses high-frequency electromagnetic energy to heat and relax the muscle. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are now warning that the country should brace for more economic problems in the months ahead. While most states are working on reopening their economies, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says by June, unemployment could reach 20%. The last time it was that high was back in the Great Depression.
We understand why the economy is slowing down, and we expect that we can reverse it. Whereas in the Depression, there were a lot of other things, a lot of policy errors and so on, that made the whole thing drag out.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the White House is considering a number of different options, including another round of stimulus checks.
The president has said and wants to make sure before we rush back and do the next bill and spend more taxpayer money, we just want to be thoughtful.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
COVID-19 is affecting much-needed heart and other transplants. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. On the one-year anniversary of my heart transplant, for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The world is remembering rock and roll icon Little Richard, who died at his Tennessee home on Saturday. He was 87 years old. The artist's longtime guitarist, Charles Glenn, said he'd been sick for about 2 months. The cause of death is still unknown. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Second half hour of our overview of the issues. The final charts were revised a couple of times. Why was that, by the way? What was happening toward the end of the week that made you and the folks that you work with, the talkers, want to change things around a little bit? Because there's so much activity at the end of the week. But sometimes you got to figure out what's the priority here, right?
Well, I mean, you're asking me a crazy question, so I'm not going to answer that. But
okay, just, well, let me go on for the next question.
Well, no, I'm just saying is, you know, we revise when new information changes what people are talking about.
it's complex, it's important to make.
I mean, obviously, the chart is made on during the week as the week is going. Mm-hmm. So it's a constantly changing thing. We try to have a snapshot of it ready for this program. But sometimes changing things on Thursdays and Fridays cause the chart to change. It's kind of all obvious.
Right. Well, thank you.
Right. That's all you could think of asking me about.
No, I was sort of back to the complexities we were talking about before. That was heavy stuff, and I kind of wanted to bridge it a little bit.
I mean, on Thursday, the Department of Justice drops charges against Michael Flynn, or Wednesday, at the last minute of the week, all of a sudden they arrest the father and son who allegedly killed the African American jogger.
Why doesn't that bother you when you know that they did it? To say allegedly, why do we have to say it allegedly?
I don't know they did it.
Of course you know they did. The video shows the guy taking a rifle, but
we're in the media, and we have to maintain a certain level of objectivity in terms of that old principle in the basic American creed that you're innocent until proven guilty. I may know he did it in terms of, oh, look, it's there, but there's a bigger principle involved. And that little word alleged, I think, is how would you like it if suddenly somehow you were framed or something happened and it just really appeared that you're guilty? Wouldn't you be happy that people in the media use the word alleged?
Well, I'd never take a gun and shoot somebody.
No, I'm not in any way. All I'm saying is that's why I use the word alleged.
I get it. But I have often, when it's so obvious what goes on, I think sometimes that part of the politically correct world that we live in is, well, that's what it says you're supposed to do.
I think political correctness can be a problem, but I do think adhering to certain guidelines in terms of innocent till proven guilty is really important, because I think that we too much judging in the jury.
The news media doesn't lie. The news media convicts people all the time.
That's the problem. It's a serious issue that we convict people in the court of public opinion, as opposed to in the courts. Yeah. This is a bigger problem. So I think they did it. But
the news media has convinced many people that Trump is a really bad guy, that he doesn't have the best interests of the country at heart, that he's a certain like Satan. People compare him to Hitler. They get away with it in the guise of it being news. And yet, is it really? That's somebody's opinion that he's... What's the fact that you have? Not truth. Truth and fact are two different things. What facts do you have to prove what you're saying? And that's what I think you're saying. There are all kinds of things that are said, but there's no facts behind it.
Yeah, look at all those things. You're covering a large swath of concepts here. I mean, criticizing the President of the United States is different than jumping to conclusion that somebody is guilty of murder before they have been properly processed through the courts. That's all. I don't think we have a court for whether a president is good from day to day.
No, but during the campaign, just like with Joe Biden now, the assumption that with all the people that are charged with whatever, sexual crimes, Joe Biden's guilty in the minds of a lot of people because this woman has stepped up and said, he was improper with me. Same thing was said with Trump, even though there's a lot of video that shows, he may have been kind of a scurrilous sort, but is he guilty of all the things he's been charged with? Was Bill Clinton guilty of all the things that he was charged with?
How many rapes does he have to be guilty of?
That's it. Yeah, you're back to that. Very frustrating.
It goes back to
that complexity thing we were talking about in the last half hour, right? How complex.
Exactly. Look, I think a lot of people think that Biden is guilty because he's a Democrat. And
yes.
I think a lot of people think that Kavanaugh was guilty because he's a Republican.
Yeah.
See, that's what I think you're driving at.
It is.
And
you were masterful at putting it in two sentences.
Right. As opposed to looking at it as an individual case based upon the evidence, the facts, and whether it's hard evidence or circumstantial evidence. We seek to win, even if it means distorting the truth. And that's what the severe politics and polarization of this particular era is causing. It's causing people to lie to themselves, to believe what they want to believe so their team wins. And that's what's happened with Trump, and that's certainly what's going on with Biden and the Tara Reid thing. It's even more, shall we say, ironic and convoluted, because the Democrats are the ones that really led the charge in recent years about the whole Me Too movement.
Right.
And now they're saying, well, it's different with Biden than it was with Kavanaugh. Really, the whole thing, in my opinion, is ugly and hypocritical. What else can I say?
That's good. Let's talk about a friend of ours for a moment. In passing, literally and figuratively this week, we lost a guy who'd been on the air for 50-some-odd years, one of the great early talk radio personalities. He was, whether you think he was bigger than life or not, let's talk about what you remember, or what we all ought to remember, about Barry Farber.
Well, Barry Farber started his show in New York in 1960. He did a talk show on a music station. And he was one of the founding fathers of modern talk radio. His career spanned the pre-modern and the modern era. He was on the air for 60 years. He was on the air until he died. He died at 90 years old this week. Was a wordsmith.
Fabulous.
He spoke like it was music. And he was a conservative, but a traditional one, not you know,
the Trump type.
Whatever exists today.
Today, yeah.
And he was a gentleman. Mm-hmm. He ran for mayor of New York, I think, around 1970, and almost, you know, he was like a serious candidate on the conservative ticket.
He was, yeah.
Pretty amazing. Yep. And but he's one of the, you know, if there was a Mount Rushmore of talk show hosts, he would be on it, because mm-hmm. he's one of the founding fathers of modern telephone talk, you know, interviews, commentaries, monologues, the whole, you know, this, the format, the radio format that this has turned into. He was doing it when there were maybe 10 guys in the country doing it, scattered over the whole country.
Right.
And he was one of the greats of all time.
Alan Combs and he were, I remember, I think you might remember this or not. He and Alan Combs and Michael Reagan and I used to go out on the road to do dog and pony shows at stations where we were all on together. And that would have been in the 90s, probably mid-90s, I'm thinking.
1890s?
The mid...
Sorry, go ahead.
Now you put me in the same league with Barry. It just was...
Where next?
You and I. That's right. We'll just slump down in front of
here we go.
Yeah. But a better crafter of the, and with his southern sort of drawler approach, he didn't come across as being in kind of an egghead. He was, I loved the guy. He was a, I remember, you know, we all learned from him. I think maybe that was the thing that mostly, you go back to those guys from that era and what we all learned from him and those people who were around when we were cutting our teeth doing this as kids.
I was a kid. I was a child listening. You didn't grow up in New York.
Right, I did.
I grew up in New York listening to WINS, the top 40 station, with Alan Freed playing people like Little Richard and Laverne Baker and the Platters. And then at the end of the Alan Freed show, which I listened to every night, this guy came on late at night, way past my bedtime, talking about issues.
Yeah.
And I proceeded to listen for a moment, go, oh, damn, I turned it off because I wanted to hear music. That was the first way that I knew Barry Farber from that. And, of course, I never believed the day would come when I would actually be working in the same business with him. And, you know, it's funny, when I started Talkers Magazine in 1990, around 1991, I actually met Farber. And he knew me from Talkers, and that was like, oh, my God. Yeah, and you got to remember, back when we were kids, and people who are listening to this now who are kids, 10 years is a lifetime when you're 25 years old. The difference between a 25-year-old and a 15-year-old is only 10 years. So it's the same as 25 to 35. So we've had the experience of growing up listening to people that were only a few years older than us.
Right.
Well, have you ever had somebody copy, you know, like some old guy comes up to you and goes, Doug Stefan, I grew up listening to you. And the guy's,
all
you
know, the time.
The guy's an old guy. What do you mean you grew up listening to me? You could be my grandfather.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Crazy.
And I was on the radio as a kid. I mean, I was a teenager when
I was
shows.
17.
So I have, are people that grew up listening to me who are older than me. I've had people come up to me who are a year or two older than me, but they were still young, and they thought I was a grown older man. Didn't realize I was, you know, 18, 19 years old on the radio, so they thought they grew up listening to me. It's a very funny syndrome.
It is. All right, in a moment, the importance of The economy, the money talk, the importance of financial talk radio in our focus right after these words.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
A lot of people look forward to the Michael Harrison interview every week, and as I alluded to a few moments ago, your focus is on a personality who's been around for a long time talking about money.
Money, one of the brilliant voices in talk radio, Rick Edelman. He's on 80 stations around the country. He's a member of the Heavy 100, just as you are. And he really understands personal finance, and I really get into his head about what the current economic situation means to the average everyday person. It's one of the best podcasts we've ever done. People can check it out. You'll find it very, very interesting and useful. MHInterview.com, MHInterview.com, Rick Edelman. It'll be at the top of the list, the current podcast.
Find out about the status of money, and this is a bit, I mean, this is a very important time for us to know what's going on in investments, and this seems to be a sort of a cut above a lot of the other people who are hacking and hucking stuff on the air.
He's one of the two preeminent financial talk show hosts in America, and he's more of an advisor. You have Dave Ramsey, who's more of a generalist and a philosopher. Both are credible individuals.
The Michael Harrison Rap, which is a program that's heard on a lot of the same stations that carry this, you put that together every week and come up with people, it's a different conversation about the conversation. Give us
it's sort of the talk radio countdown show on steroids.
Yeah,
and that's why a lot of stations run them back to back. If people are interested in it, check it out online at mhrap.com, and rap is spelled with a W, MHWRAP, as opposed to me being some kind of rap star. I'm more of a gift rapper. And it's mhrap.com or mhinterview.com, and I appreciate, Doug, you're giving me the opportunity
to plug
them on the air.
Yeah, but I think that it's important for people to hear from your perspective because of what you just said, what we all know, what we've learned, and our reputations on the air precede us, I suppose. So you have weight and quality to these broadcasts. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sung that, the theme of the Golden Girls. I don't remember.
I don't know the answer to that question.
I'm going to Google it while you're talking about why it is.
We were playing that this day in TV history, Doug, May 9th, 1992. The last episode of the Golden Girls aired on NBC after a 180-episode run. Very popular back in this day. Still holds up beautifully. A very, very, very funny, well-written sitcom with a great cast. The author, Rue McClanahan, Betty White, and Estelle Getty. Funny stuff.
The song was sung by somebody named Cindy Fee. Never heard of her before. I never heard of her.
Nope.
It was a top 25 hit.
No.
There was a guy named Andrew Gold who did a version of it that was more pop, but this woman, Cindy Fee, sung the theme that was on TV. So there you go. Why wasn't there ever a movie? Could you see a movie of the Golden Girls? Would that have worked? What do you think?
Same cast? They would have had to do it pretty quickly, though.
Yeah, well,
sure, why not?
Yeah, they would have had to do it quickly. Well, did they get along? There were all these rumors about B. Arthur. Yeah.
She was tough, I think. But she was really good. Good screen presence, B. Arthur.
She wasn't acting. She was being her. So you know how there are a lot of people who say, like The Rock, he's playing himself all the time. John Wayne played himself. And Bea Arthur, sort of, from what I understand, played herself. She was a nasty old bitch. And that's
that nice.
Well, that's what you get when we listen to some of the people that are insiders to this, to some of the stuff that was going on the set, Rue McClanahan, and she didn't talk unless they were doing lines together on camera.
I'll never understand that stuff.
I don't either. I never get it.
Like, I mean, even the fallout, of Sex and the City with Kim Cattrall, when you read those stories, it's sort of stunning that you could work. You could have something so successful, something that so many people
and let stupid stuff get in the way. Yeah.
And then certain people, they don't speak to each other. Well, they talk horrible things. Things about
supposedly
each other. It's unbelievable.
That was the case with Juliana Margulies and that Indian woman that was on the show with her. They hated each other.
Wow.
And you got to wonder why it is that you can't bury all that stuff in the interest of, come on, grow up.
Exactly.
Will you please? What is the
life,
what's wrong?
What is
with
that
you?
Saying? What is that saying? Life's too short, right?
Too short. Yeah. Exactly.
I think
The Rock and Emily Blunt are getting together again. For a Ball and Chain movie, they were on Jungle Cruise together. Well, How long ago was that?
It hasn't come out yet. It comes out. We're supposed to come out.
I thought it was out.
Push back to. It's based on a Disney theme park attraction. She did Mary Poppins Returns to Disney, so I guess they want to keep her in the fold. So they created Jungle Cruise movie. The trailer looks fun. They seem to have some good chemistry.
Yeah.
Together.
Don't you think he has good chemistry with pretty much... He's the kind of guy that so gets it, he's got good chemistry with pretty much everybody.
I agree.
Although it appears he and what's his face from Fast and Furious?
Oh, Diesel?
Aren't great friends. But
yeah.
Because,
you know how it goes, though.
Well, I understand that if you're a pro like The Rock is, show up on time, know your lines, and let's get it done. He wants to keep moving because he's got three or four other projects in the works, and he wants to get this one done so he can go on to the next one. Whereas with Vin Diesel, he shows up when he feels like it. If he doesn't know his lines, he makes them up. You know, that kind of stuff. And it doesn't...
I got a movie news story. Tell me what you think. Actress Karen Gillan, who is a female lead in the Jumanji movies, reportedly, Disney very much interested in her being the female lead in a rebooted version of Pirates of the Caribbean, which we talked about that franchise on the show yesterday. It's unlikely, although not impossible, whether Johnny Depp would return as Captain Jack Sparrow, but they want to go, it appears, in a completely new direction with that franchise and reboot it with a female lead. She's not an absolute, but they are looking at her. Strong.
Who is it? Who is it again?
Her name's Karen Gillan. She's the female lead in the two Jumanji movies with the Rock.
Oh, I think she's attractive and appealing. Yeah, I don't know what her name was, but
appeal. She has appeal. So.
Yeah, she does have appeal.
Well, yeah,
that's interesting. Remember the old pirate movie that what's her face did with her husband as the director?
Gina Davis?
Oh, Gina Davis. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, Cutthroat Island. Yeah. Changed a lot of careers, not in a good way.
No. I thought it was a fun movie. It's terrible. I thought it was a lot of fun. Just like you, Chucka, you're lots of fun. Thank you for being here. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.